Let's go again. The Mishnah is talking about a situation where a man sends a shliach lahilacha.
Okay.
The man sends a shliach lahilacha to deliver a get to his wife. And the shliach lahilacha didn't yet reach the isha. So the husband either contacts the shliach and he tells him don't give the get, or he contacts his wife and he says, I changed my mind, I don't want the shliach to give the get. So as long as the husband has the right to back out, that's what the Gemara calls an expression, Asi Dibur, or Mabatal Dibur. He expressed the Das originally when he had a situation where a man sends a shliach lahilacha.
Okay.
The man sends a shliach lahilacha to deliver a get to his wife. And the shliach lahilacha didn't yet reach the isha. So the husband either contacts the shliach and he tells him don't give the get, or he contacts his wife and he says, I changed my mind, I don't want the shliach to give the get. So as long as the husband has the right to back out, that's what the Gemara calls an expression, Asi Dibur, or Mevatel Dibur. He expressed the Das originally when he appointed the shliach, and now he has the right to back out from the mini shlichas. So strictly speaking, Min HaTorah, he can even back out without notifying the shliach and without notifying his wife. But the Yosha dictates Vashtetzach, he should let them know in advance that she shouldn't have a mikshol. She's going to think that the get was good, the shliach didn't know, she didn't know. She's going to get the get, and she'll go and remarry, she'll have children. So it'll be an Isser of Loisinah, and the children will be mamzer. So the Mishnah says, if the husband notifies the wife or the shliach that he changed his mind before the get was given to the Isha, so I raise that bottle, so the get is cancelled. But what happens if the shliach beat the husband to it? If the shliach already delivered a get to the wife, then the Mishnah says, fafal, shuv ein yochel lebatlo. Then it's too late to be mevatlo again. So the Gemara frekta akasha pshita. If he gia get liyoda, frekta Gemara pshita, about 10 lines from the bottom by the tiny letter gimel in the Gemara. The line begins with the word loitzvicha, and for the Gemara, the Mishnah means to say the following chiddush, the mahadar alei meikor lebatule. The shliach is ringing the woman's doorbell and he's about to deliver the get to the isha, and the husband is running down the block from the train station, whatever, from his car. He's running, and he's unable to contact the shliach, and the shliach sees him running. So the shliach thought that he's running, hurry up, give the get rid of my wife faster. Shliach didn't realize that he's running to tell him don't give the get. And then the shliach rushes, he gives the get to the isha. Then finally the baal reaches the shliach and the isha, so he says, I changed my mind, don't give the get. So then he finds out it's too late, they already gave the get. So mahu detema, one might have thought, now that he comes out of breath, and he finally tells us that he was running in order to tell the shliach not to give the get. So I might have thought that since he was running, we saw him running from before, but we didn't know what he's running about. So one might have thought that that's a bitla get. Kamashmal on the Mishnah, that it's not accepted, that's not a good bitla get. So Tosis wants to. So we started learning the Tosis Mao de Tema. Tosis wants to know what's the Mao de Tema, what's the Havamina, and what's the Maskana. So Tosis says like this: we have a klal in Kiddushin Daf Nun, Daf Mem Tes on the base, and Daf Nun Amid Aleph, that Dvarm Shebelev ain't a Dvarm. Unless it's Dvarm Shebelibo Belev Kolod, unless everybody understands what he's driving at. But it's just Dvarm Shebelibo, and other people don't know. So whatever the impression is that he conveys to other people, that's considered his das. So here the husband is running down the block. We don't know what he's running about. We have no idea that he's running because he wants to hurry up and tell the shliach not to give the get. We don't know what he's driving at. But so l'chari, you should say dvarm shebelev. Ain't a dvarm. He's thinking in his heart, the husband is thinking in his mind that he doesn't want the shliach to deliver the get to the isha. But we don't know that that's what he has in his mind. So nonetheless, the Gemara had a havamina. That when do we apply the principle of Dvarm Shebelev, Ein Advar, and we ignore what he's thinking in his heart and in his mind, that's only if Hoya Yochol Lefarish, he could have spoken out, he could have said something and he didn't. So since he didn't bother to say, Tosef HaTzilos, and Kimish Lechoshesh Lefarish, where they quote Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes on the base in parentheses. So the line after that, so they say, when do you say Dvarm Shebelev, Ein Advar, in a case where he could have spoken and he didn't, Kimish Lechoshesh Lefarish, and Nishtoizgeret, what he wanted, so wrote Sushi's Kaimadova, Bechalinian, so obviously he doesn't care. So then you say, Dvam Shebelev Ein Advar. What if he's running down the block and he can't do anything more? What more can he do? Avol over here, Khan, in our case. Also, kol mashiachala, says the husband, did maximum what he could possibly do. And then later, a moment or two, 5 minutes after the get is given, it's a gloy Muslim affair that he really wanted to tell the shliach not to deliver the get. So I might have thought over here that dvarm shebelev, have a dvarm. Here it should be dvarm shebelev atom, because also kol mashiachala. So that's the Mishnah tells me, kol mash malon, that you don't say that. So what do you mean you don't say that? So Tosis has two pshatim. So the first pshat Tosis says, kamash malon, that even though min ha-teiro, also kol mashiach alaso, since he was running, and he couldn't contact the shliach. So really, it is a dvarm shebelev habadvarim, and it is a bit laget, and the get is no good. But mid the rabbanon, we say the get is good. Kamash malon, mid the rabbanon, kamash malon, mid the rabbanon, we treat it as if it were dvarm shebelev ein advarm. And we ignore the bit laget, and we say the get is good. Then Tosis has the Yod Nirliri. 2 lines later, the Yod Nirliri, Nochatayich, no! Kamash Malon, that despite the fact that also called Mashiach Alasos, Dvarm Shabalev ain't a Dvarm, there's no good minatur. Dvarm Shabalev is nothing with nothing. Even if he had no other way, there was nothing else for him to do, Dvarm Shabalev is Dvarm Shabalev, so it's no good.
What if he would have gone into, let's say, 2 ages? The Shasman went in, the Chasman on a piece of paper, a certain date, certain time and everything.
Then he backs out from giving the gift.
And then it comes out that this time that he backed up was before.
That was so the Mishnah says, if he backed out before, there's bitla get.
You can prove it.
Yeah. Minatara for sure. There's going to be a shaila mid Rabbana. Did they cancel the bitla get or not? But Minatara for sure, that's a good bitla get. But we're talking a case, he was running, he didn't tell us. No one knew what he was driving at. He wasn't able to express his intentions to anybody. But later on, after the get is given, we understand, we realize, Lamapreya, that was his meaning all along, that he wanted to back out from the get. So I might have thought that in such a case, Dvarm Shebelev Habu Dvarim, so that Bitla get is a good Bitl, Kamash Malon, that is not a good Bitl, and here the Tosis had two Pshatim. So the first Pshat was Kamash Malon, the Rabbanon, the Bitla get is no good. And the get is good mid the Rabbanon. Oh no, Kamash Malon, the Dvarm Shebelev ain't advarim. And the get is good minatar. So then Tosis gets stuck with a question over here. That's where we left off last week. According to the first Pshat, the Ein Lahakshais, they have on the last narrow line as they're about to begin the wide line in the Tosis. And you shouldn't ask Akasha, how could it be? Viz Gemol Tazazach, Mikomidi. How can you have such a thing? Midderaisa, loy have you get. Midderaisa, I say, Osa kol mashiach alasais. Is Dvarm Shebelev habadvarim. So the bit laget is a good bitl. So the get is no good midderaisa. And midderabbanim we declare that it's a good get. How can it be? If midderaisa the get, loy have you get. We have a klal in the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Tzadik. There's a whole sugya. Did he say Ein koyach biyad chachamim laka domen ator bikum v'yaseh? The chachamim are authorized. It says a pasuk in Gemara Yevamos quotes a pasuk from Parshas Achri Mois where it says Ushmartem es mishmarti. So the Gemara understands that pasuk Ushmartem es mishmarti asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, that the Bezin is authorized to institute gzeiris and hachokas and siogim. That's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hey, Mama Shlosha Dvarim. So it says, "Asei Siyag LaTorah." So the Chachamim were authorized by the Torah. Ushmartem es mishmarti, asei mishmaris l'mishmarti, to make siyogim in hachokas. So they made gzeirah derabbanan, not to carry in a karmelis and not to do malacha kalacha yad. All gzeirahs derabbanan are based on the pasuk Ushmartem es mishmarti. But not only were they authorized by the Torah to make gzeirah derabbanan, they were authorized even to make gzeirah bakiras dov min haTorah. They can even tell us not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholias B'Shabbos, and not to bench Esrig, not to shake the Dalamidim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. That's Akira's Dovin HaTorah. They tell you to violate a mitzvah in the Torah. How did the Gemara know that they have such a kerach? Yesh kerach diachachamim laka Dovin HaTorah. The Gemara has a few cases. They tell you not to put on tzitzis. You wear an arba kampis, and they tell you we forbid you from fulfilling the mitzvah tzitzis. They tell a person don't bring a korban pesach under certain cases. Certain circumstances, don't bring a korban pesach. They forbid you from fulfilling mitzvah. How did the Chachamim know that they had such authority? Laka dovman haTorah. Where's the mocker? The pasuk Yishmartem es mishmarti doesn't really include that. Maybe Yishmartem es mishmarti to make a gzeira and a hachoke, but not to make a gzeira. We forbid you from fulfilling a mitzvah because we're afraid you're going to carry on Shabbos. So we forbid you from carrying in a karmelis. We're afraid you're going to write with the right hand, so we forbid you from writing with the left hand. But to make a gzeira bakira zamanatera to tell you we don't allow you to keep a mitzvah deraisa because we're afraid of Shabbos. How did the Tanaim know that they had the authority to do that? So the Gemara never explains. The Gemara never says what's the marker. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes about this. Rabbi Chanan was killed by the Nazis, so he wrote a whole country's divrei seferim about the authority and the power of the Chachamim. To what extent do they have authority? So he thinks that the marker of that din is the pasuk in Chumash that we read a few weeks ago in connection with the Zalkan Mamre, where it says in the Chumash that whatever the Bez Nagodol Paskins, you have to listen to them. Yom in a small. So Rashi quotes the famous comment, even if the Bezin tells you to do wrong, you have to listen to them. So the Ramban, that's what Rashi's quoting from the Sifrei. The Sifrei, I'm not Pasuk in Parsha, where is it? In Shoftim? In Shoftim has like that. Afila Yimin Shu Smol, Vas Mol Shu Yimin. So the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is the first one who asks Akasha. And other Rishonim and Achronim work on the Kasha. The very first Mishnah in Harriya says the exact opposite. It says you're not allowed to listen to the Rabbonim or the Bez Nagodol if you know that they made a mistake. It's not permissible. So how does that shtim with this Sifrei that Darshans, I feel like Minshu Smol, while Smol Shul Yimin, you're obligated to listen even if you know that they're making a mistake. So there's a whole literature on this Kasha. Murderous Kasha. The Melamed Lahoyel, Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman, has it the three halakim of his Shabbos Atshuvos. At the end of the third chelik, it's all in one volume. So at the end of the third chelik of the Melamed Lahoyel, he has a whole essay about this topic, to quote all of the terutzim on this kasha. So Rabbi Chanan suggests his own teretz. He says, Hayimin shu smal val smol shu yimin doesn't mean the Bezin made a mistake. No. The Bezin didn't make a mistake. They tell you, you know, it says in the Chumash, you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. We tell you with the power vested in us, as the Bez Nagodol, we forbid you from blowing shofar. Thus says that Yemin Shu Smol. If the Bez Nagodol made a mistake, they say, we think that Tkiya Shofar is only when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday. When it falls out on a Monday, he said it's not Tkiya Shofar. So that's a mistake. You're not allowed to listen to the Bez Nagodol if they made a mistake. That's the first Mishnah in Harias. But Yemin Shu Smol, while Smol Shu Yemin means the Bezin tells you, it says in the Chumash one way, and we tell you, you're not allowed to follow the Chumash. You're forbidden to shake a lulav when Yonta falls out on Shabbos. You're forbidden to bring a Korban Pesach this year by Gershon his guy. We prohibit you from putting on tzitzis on your begging. So that's cool, though. You mentioned the small. The Bez Nagodol didn't make a mistake, but to tell you, lakadov menatoyro. So the Gemara has a sugya. How far does this go? So you say, Gemara has a whole sugya in Yevamos. It goes for two plot Gemara. Long. Peches, peites, daf tzadik. Goes 2.5 plot Gemara. So the Gemara has a machlokes amarayim. Do you say only yesh kerach v'yar chachomim? Afilu lakadov menatera. That's only b'shevi al tase. They can authorize you to not to do a mitzvah, not to shake a lulav, and not to blow shofar, and not to bring a korban pesach. B'shevi al tase, not to fulfill a mitzvah sase. But what about yesh kerach lakad v'kum v'yase? Do the chachomim even have the authority to tell you that you can violate averus also? Or no? It's only b'shevi al tase. And not the kumbi asay. So the maskonas agmara is no, that the kumbi asay ain't kach liachachamim laka. So that's what Tosis is bothered over here. How can it be me kamidi vidas gemolta zazach min atayra? We're going to say dvarm shebelev habu dvarim. Why? Because also kol mashu hu yachalasus. He's chasing after the shliach to try to tell him not to give the get to the wife, and he can't reach him. So min atayra I say dvarm shebelev habu dvarim. Because also kol mashu yachalasus. What more do you want? So Minatar the bitla get is a good bitla get. And only so the get is no good Minatar. And mid the Rabbanan we say that the bitla get is nishkin bitla and the get is good. So mid the Rabbanan we're going to allow the woman to remarry. So what is the Kamash Malan and the Gemara Kamash Malan? The Dvarm Shebelev ain't a Dvarm. So Tosis has two pshatim in the Kamash Malan. So the first pshat in Tosis is Kamash Malan mid the Rabbanan ain't a Dvarm. The Chachamim declared it ki dvarim shebelev. The Chachamim declared it ki'ilu it's dvarim shebelev ein advar. Then the second shot, v'odnei really read, no, it's min atar dvarim shebelev ein advar. Kamash malan in the Gemara means, despite the fact that also kol mashu hu yochel asos, I still say dvarim shebelev. It's dvarim shebelev is ein advar. But the first pshat in the read before the v'yodai mulari, odnei really read, the first pshat was no. Despite the fact that in this case, really minatar, dvarm shebelev, habu dvarim, so the get was batla mevutl, so the woman is a full aishas ish, Kamash malonet, but the Rabbanan we say dvarm shebelev einon dvarim, and the ditla get is no good, and the woman may remarry based on this get, which is only good with the Rabbanan and no good with Atayr. So Taisa says, Givald, how can it be? Minatera, the woman is an Eshesish and is an Isaloisinov. And with the Rabbanan, you permit the woman to remarry. We have a cloud. To allow a woman to violate Lysinov is a violation. So that's Taisa's kasha. Nika midi, how can it be? The Midiraisa loy have a get. Midiraisa the get is not a good get because the bitla get is a good bitl. Midirabbanan have a get. That's what Taisa says. So Lamaisa the Gemara asked this kasha. Gemara asked the kasha later, and in a few places in Shas the Gemara has like that. Gemara has a few places where Minatayr the get is no good, and Midirabbanan the get is good. So the Gemara asked that kasha. How can it be v'chimika midi? How can you be that? So the Gemara says Avkinu Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. The Chachamim undo the Kedushim. Then the Gemara says Tenach b'Kadosh b'Kaspa. If he's Mekadosh B'Kesef, we understand. Kadosh B'Biyah, Mikol HaMeimah. What if he's Mekadosh B'Biyah? Gemara says, still, Avkin Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. Why call the Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbanan Mekadosh? Avkin Rabbanan Kedushim Minei. So what, all of a sudden, Taisus asked the Kasha. That was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara asked that. So the Gemara gives a standard answer in a few places in Shas. Yavin Cheskes Abatim in the beginning of Ksubas, and later in this Perek Mamish, the Gemara is going to have it soon. In a few places, the Gemara has it. That you say Afkina Rabbanan LeKedushim Minei. So what's Taisa's problem? Why is Taisa bothering here? So what is Taisa's answer? They don't give the answer that the Gemara says. Taisa says, Kevin Shiktsaz Daimer LeDvarm Shebelev. It looks a little bit like even though in Atayre it's really not Dvarm Shebelev, because also called Mashihu Yochalaso. So in Atayre I say Dvarm Shebelev Havadvarm. But since it looks a little bit like Dvarm Shebelev, the second opinion of Taisa is that it is Dvarm Shebelev. That ain't a dvarim. The first sheet is not that dvarim shebelev have a dvarim here, but since it looks like a dvarim shebelev, like hashiv akiras davim in atur, it's not called akiras davim in atur. What does that mean? What do the words of Taisus mean? So lemaisa, this explanation that Taisus gives here is Taisus' standard sheet in Gan Shas, in many places on this topic. Take for example the following. The Gemara has in Yevamos an aguna. A woman is married, and she's an Eshes Ish, and her husband is missing for the last 5 years. We don't know where he is. We find a dead body. A lot of people are dead. Find a dead body, and we try to match it up. So the Gemara has, Eid Echad is Neman by an aguna. Eid Echad comes and he says, I know that the husband is dead, so we say the Eid Echad has no manis. So the Gemara says, why Mishum Miguna Hakila Berabana? In other words, Minat Torah, that's what it sounds like. Midya Raisa, you really need two Aidim to say Meiz Baila because it's the Chadvan Dovah Shebiyervo, and you need two Aidim. And Dovah Shebiyervo Pachas Mishnah, you need two Aidim in Atayra. But Midirabana, they were Makel because such a Shas Hatchak, she's going to be ruined for the rest of her life. So Mishum Miguna Hakila Berabana. So the Gemara sounds like it's a Kula Midirabana. Minat Torah, you really need two Aidim. Then the Gemara gives a Hezber. And the Gemara says, the Gemara gives two explanations. Why is Eid Echad believed by Meiz Baila? So the Gemara gives one explanation that it's a Milsa Davide Legluye Loi Meshakriyinshi. Milsa Davide Legluye Loi Meshakriyinshi means that a person would never tell a lie on a matter that he could get caught red-handed in a lie. So if the husband is really alive, he may walk in someday. So we're going to catch this Eid Echad in a lie. So he'll never tell a lie. The Gemara has Milsa David Gului. Yeah, it doesn't require the Hilchas Seder. That's a Klal Min HaTorah. That's not just a Dimid Rabbanon. So why does the Gemara say Mishum Miguna Akila Bei Rabbanon? It's a Kula Mid Rabbanon that they were Mako. The Gemara gives a Hezbo that it's a Milsa David Gului. Or the Gemara gives, the Gemara is not sure. Milsa David Gului usually means that we will Vaday ascertain imminently whether it's true or not true. Here, it may be the husband will never come back. So maybe it's not such a milsa David and Leglui. The Gemara is not sure whether the reason why Eid Echad is bagloif by an aguna is because it's a milsa David and Leglui, lo mishakri insha, perhaps because of a different reason, the Gemara says. The Gemara has like this. What's the din? Let's say if an Eid Echad comes and says, Meiz Baila, that the woman is permitted to remarry. She remarries, she has children, she lives happily ever after, and then 25 years later, the husband comes back. He's alive. They made a mistake, the husband is still alive. So the Gemara says, his gefela. The Mishnah says, She has to get a get from the first husband. She has to get a get from the second husband. She's not allowed to go back to the first husband because she's an Eishes Ishezinso. She's not allowed to live with the second husband. He's the Kishim Shasur Ala Balkach Asur Ala Boil. The children from the second husband are all Mamzer Min HaTorah. If she's going to marry back the first husband, the children she'll have now will be Mamzer Min HaRabbanon. She doesn't get any ksuba from the first husband. She doesn't get any ksuba from the second husband. And the Gemara goes, the Mishnah and Yevamos goes on and on and on. More penalty. She loses all of her money. In the case, it's Gefela. So the Gemara says, because the women know in advance that if it's going to turn out that there's any mistake over here, that the husband is still alive, she's going to really suffer. If in the end it's going to turn out the husband is alive, she's going to have to suffer. So therefore we assume Isha Daika Uminsvo. The woman will be Medaik very carefully in the beginning, and she won't remarry until she's fully convinced in her heart, until she's really certain that the husband is really dead. So the Gemara gives these two explanations. I'm not sure which is the correct reason why Eid Echod is believed by Meiz Baila. Is it because Isha Daiko Minsevo, or is it because it's a Milsa David Ilikud? It's Chaptan Afkemina, different cases. Let's say the Isha, whose husband, the woman who's an Aguna, is a little girl. She's only 10 years old. So you can say Isha Daiko Minsevo. She doesn't know what's going on. But if you say the Eid Echod is believed because the aide would never want to tell a lie because he can get caught red-handed in the lie. So even if the isha is a ktana, you can also say nilsa David Ilaglui. But if you say daikon minsu, so then it wouldn't apply. Gemara has a few nafkaminas between the two. So the Gemara is not sure, is it reason A, reason B? So how does this correspond to the other Gemara? It's all within two dafim of each other. It's all on daf pei zayin, daf pei ches, daf pei tes, all in Yevamos, in the beginning of Yishai Rabba. How does the Gemara say, Mishum Migunu Akile Bei Rabbanon? Because it's a Mokum Migun, it's a big Shasat Chak, that's what the Chachamim will make. What do you mean the Chachamim will make? It's a Din Deraisa. So Taisvis asks Akasha, what's going on? So Taisvis writes, the same as over here, cannot the same words. Taisvis says, it's a Dova Hadoima. It's a Dova Hadoima. What does it mean? So Taisvis says like this. The problem, Minatari really needs Shnei Eidim. To say that the husband is not alive, that the woman is no longer an Eishes Ish. And there's no way to explain Menatera why Eid Echad should be believed, and the thing is purely a Takana de Rabbanon. Mishum Igun Akile be Rabbanon, it's only me de Rabbanon. The problem is, the difficulty is V'chiyesh Kech Bi Achachamim Lakadov Menatera Bikum Bi Asei. Can the Chachamim allow the woman to violate Loisinov? The Fanaseris Adibris Loisinov. How can they permit the woman to violate an Abiyesh Kech Laka B'Shevi Altaaseh? They have the authority to tell you to violate the Din HaTorah. Yom and Ismo, they tell you to violate the Din HaTorah, not to fulfill a mitzvah seseh, but they have no authority to permit you to violate a loy seseh. So how can they allow the woman to violate loy sinof? So Taisus interprets the Gemara's answers, as long as the Bezdin can package it, to present it, to look as if it falls under a category deraisa, so then you say, yesh kach lakar afilu b'kumbi yaseh. If it's a dova ha-daimah, if it looks like a din deraisa, so the Gemara says, what's the dover adamim by Eid Echod? So the Gemara says, well, we do have a din of Eid Echod is bagloit by milsa David ilaglui, loy mishakri inshi. Except that this case is not really a valid example. This is not a milsa David ilaglui. Milsa David ilaglui means the Eid Echod will vada get caught. It's a vadois. So in another couple of minutes, the Gemara has the case in Chulin. I buy eggs from a nochri. How do I know that they're chicken eggs? Maybe they're eagle eggs. Maybe it's eggs from... I know it's an egg. A raw egg. That much I know. It has a shell. It looks like an egg. But I don't know whether it's from a kosher bird or a treifer bird. When I crack open the shell, I'll know right away if it's kosher or treifer. But I don't want to crack open the shell. But if the erechot is a nochri, then he's not bagleib. So the Gemara has a shayla. If a nochri is selling the eggs, a Gemara neila treifer. If a nochri is selling the eggs, but if it's a nochri selling these eggs, and we don't know by looking on the outside of the egg, we can't identify whether it's a kosher egg or not. The moment we'll crack open the eggs, you can tell by the shape of the yolk. With the white of the egg, we can figure out already whether it's a kosher egg or a treif egg. But before you crack open the shell, you can't tell what it is. So the Gemara says, the nochri is never going to tell a lie. He's going to get caught red-handed in another 2 minutes. He's going to crack open the eggs. So he'll go tell everybody, don't buy from this guy. He's a liar. So he's going to lose all of his business. So he's going to get caught in a lie. He's not going to tell a lie. He won't tell a lie. That's in that case, he's vada going to get caught. Gemara has other cases like this. And Eidecha, the Gemara has a case in Rosh Hashanah, it's taka, strange Gemara. Gemara Rosh Hashanah has, when the Beis Din used to have Kiddush al pi Hariyah, when the Beis Din Gadol used to declare, when Rosh Chodesh is, they used to send messengers to all of the different communities. So an Eidechot would travel and tell the people that Wednesday was Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara raises the question, why is an Eidechot believed you should really require two Eidim? That's the question, why is there a question? Why shouldn't you say simply Eidechot and Bisurim? That's a good question. But the Gemara assumes that Mikra didn't really need Shnei, and this is a Fruma Yid already who's traveling. For some reason or another, we consider Kiddush HaChodesh like a Dovish of Yerba. Got to understand why. But the Gemara assumes like that. So why is an Eidechot believed to say when the Rosh Chodesh is? So the Gemara says, Tachamil says the Abedil Galui, Lo Mishakri Inshi. He's not going to get away with it. He's going to tell a lie. They're going to find out within a week or two when Rosh Chodesh was. They're not so isolated. They're going to get a letter from somebody. They're going to hear from other people who are traveling. The guy's going to get caught red-handed in a lie. Savari's not going to tell a lie. So all the cases in the Gemara that we apply such a rule, Milsa David Legluye, Loi Meshakri Inshi, is only when his vada going to get caught. If the husband is missing already for 5 years, he may be alive somewhere. He may be in prison somewhere. And he may never come back. We don't know. Who says that it's a Milsa David Legluye? So the Gemara is just saying, how can we package the Din Derabanan to touch it up, to present it ki'ilu, it falls under a category thereis. It's really a fake. It's Nishkan Nilsa David Legluy. But how should we package it with the Rabbanon to allow the Hachamim to be Yoke Dov Menater Bikum V'yasei? They don't have such authority, so the only time they are authorized, as Isaac Tesis, the only time the Hachamim are authorized to make a Din Derabanan, to allow you to violate a Nisa Derais, is only if it's a Dover Hadam. So what's the Dover Hadam by Yerechot? So one Mandam in the Gemara says we treat it as if it's a Milsa David Legluy. The other Mandam in the Gemara says, no, we treat it as if it's Isha Daiko Mitzvah. It's not really true, Isha Daiko Mitzvah. It's not going to be Medaik so much. Sometimes she will be Medaik, sometimes she won't be some Medaik. So the Gemara says, since she's going to have Gahak Tzaris, if later on the husband comes back alive, she's going to have to get a get, take some Mizem Mizeh, have lot mams in Mizem Mizeh, no Ksuba, no Balos, no Mizainis, no nothing. So therefore, we assume the woman will certainly be Medaik. So Taisa says, truth of the matter is, not so convinced. But it sounds like Epsa has, but that there's a Ruba Delay to come on, the woman would be Medaik. So that's the way we cover up the Din Derabbanan. A while Taisa, whenever there's a Dova Hadayma, whenever you can present it, whenever you can package the Din Derabbanan, as if it's really a Din Deraisa, Ad Miken Op Na'an Da'ilam, so then the Chacham, that's what it sounds like. We'll have to explain what it means. Then you say that, Yesh Kach Lakar Afila Bikum V'Yasei. So that's what Taisus has in Avodah Zarah also like that. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, what if after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so the Tanaim knew it's not going to be rebuilt so fast. The Bai Sheni was Charev, not going to be rebuilt overnight. Rebbe Akiva thought it's going to be rebuilt in 70 years, just like there were 7 years between the Bais Rishon and the Bais Sheni. So he thought between the Bais Sheni and Bais Shlishi is going to be 70 years, and the Bar Kochva appeared on the scene after 70 years. Rebbe Akiva thought, oh, Dosa the Melech HaMashiach. His name is really Bar Kuziva, and Rebbe Akiva called him Bar Kochva because Dorach Kochva Meyankiv, he was convinced that he's probably the Melech HaMashiach. He was a general in the army. The general, the one who's going to be Lechem Lechamas Hashem, is going to be the Melech HaMashiach. Rabbi Kiva thought they're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and it wasn't Otot. So the other Tanaim disagreed, they said it's going to be a long time. So right after the Churban Bais Sheni, the Gemara says, Ein Magdishin. The Chachamim said, you're not allowed to be Magdish any Karbonis, because what are you going to do with the carbon? You can't be Makrovit, what are you going to do? You can't shoot it. So someone is going to violate the Isra of Ne'il of the Hegdish. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to donate any money to the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to donate any Karbonis. It's an Issa because of a takala, it's a nichshol. Someone's going to violate the Issa Mila Behegdish. What if some wise guy goes ahead, Bizmanazet, and he's Magdisha Behemah for a carbon? So, how can you possibly prevent people from violating? Someone's going to ride the Behemah? How do you prevent people from violating the Issa of Moel Behegdish, Nen and Zaymer Behegdish? So, the Gemara says, Behemah Teyoker. If someone's Magdisha Behemah, so you break off the leg of the Behemah. So won't be able. No one will be able to ride on it. So that's it. So no one is going to be able to get any hanua from it. Freg the Gemara Kasha. Teyokir. You break the animal's leg. What happened to the Yisad Tzab Balechai? There's an Yisad Tzab Balechai. See, if your old Tzab Balechai is only an Avera de Rabbanon, Okay, hey mamru ve hey mamrus. And he said the rabbanon. So the chachamim are allowed to sometimes tell you to fabek, to violate an isa derabbanon. But many tanoim are of the opinion sabalachaim is deraisa. It's an isa deraisa. That's how the Rambam writes. The Gemara never says where do you learn out sabalachaim. So the Rambam writes you learn it from Parshas Bilam, from Parshas Bolach, that the behemah was arguing back and forth. So you see that you're not allowed to be mean to your behemah. That's what the Rambam writes. You learn from the Parshas Bolach that there's an isa sabalachaim deraisa. So Gemara frek takash if tzad balechaim is an isa deraisa, so how can the chachamim permit you in kach laka bekum viase? How do they allow to tell you? Because they're afraid someone's going to violate meila behegdish, so they tell you violate now an isa deraisa in order to protect yourself from another isa deraisa. How are you allowed to violate bekum viase? So the Gemara says no. It's a pasuk in Yeshua that when Yeshua ben Nun was conquering Eretz Israel, so the Rebbeinu Shalom told him es seim ta'akir, you should break the legs of the behemoth. So what's the answer? So Taisa says, what kind of an answer is that? Yeshua ben Nun gven anovi. The Rebbeinu Shalom told him, where's the same ta'akir? He told him, even though Tzad Balechaim is an Issa Deraisa, the Rebbeinu Shalom told him, break the legs of the behemoth. Kill all the malachim, hang them up on the tree, shoot all the enemies, bury them alive, do it, and break the legs of the behemoth so there should be a total nitzachin against the enemy. But what has it got to do? The Chachamim want to make it. If a Novi has Novi has Baruch HaKodesh at the Zahira Shah to break the legs of the animals. The Chachamim, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, didn't have any Baruch HaKodesh that they should break the legs of the animals. So what kind of a tzushtal is it from the Pasuk in Yeshua? So Taisus writes our Lashon like this. Taisus writes, you have to listen to the Novi when the Novi tells you Zahira Shah, but the Novi also has limitations. We have, the Gemara has on the first daf in Megillah, the Gemara quotes the last Pasuk in Chumash Bayikra, or the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar. So Shaila, what the gears is? It came out the same pasuk. The pasuk reads approximately, "Eila Hamitzvos Hashetziv Hashem Es Moshe Bahar Sinai El Bnei Yisrael," something like that. So the Gemara came out the same. The very last pasuk in Chumash Bayikra, and the very last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar. The Mashur is not sure, Apilpa, which pasuk the Gemara is dealing with. So the Gemara comments on that pasuk. Eila is a miut. These and only these are the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu Harsini Mikan. From this pasuk we derive Shein Novi Rashay L'Chadish Dova Miyatar. That will come a new Novi, Mohammed will come, or Yoshka will come, or some other person is going to come, is going to say he's a Novi, and he was told by Nevuah that the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha no longer apply, so that's a Novi HaSheker. Because the Torah tells us, Eila HaMitzvahs HaShitziv HaShem Es Moshe B'Har Sinai, Ein Novi Rashay L'Chadish Dova Miyatar. No other Novi is ever going to change any of the dinim in the Torah. So Taisus says, the pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is like this. The Gemara asks, how can the Chachamim authorize us to break the legs of the animals? It's the Tzad Balechaim is an Issa Deraisa. Ein kach laka bekum biase. So the Gemara says like this. And how is Yeshua allowed? How do the people listen to Yeshua ben Nun? If a Novi tells me, I got a Nevuah, you should invest in AT&T. I got a nevuah, you should buy some real estate in Flatbush, or you should sell your apartment, or quit your job and go get another job. Nobody tells me to do something I got to do. Nobody tells me divorce your wife. Nobody tells me marry another wife. Nobody tells me stand on your head. Nobody tells me eat a salami sandwich for breakfast, whatever. Whatever he tells me I have to do. But if the nobody tells me to break someone's leg, break the leg of a behemoth, how can the nobody tell me to violate? It's against the din in the Torah. Even if it's only lohairah, sure. How can even Lohira Shah, Taisus says, even Lohira Shah, how can you listen to the Navi? So some Achrayim say, what is Taisus talking about? That's the Pasuk in Chumash. But this is what Taisus says in a few places. Taisus says this, in fact, the Netziv quotes that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chais has a whole Sefer, Torah HaNeviim, about listening to Neviim. Maritz Chais lived the beginning of the Reform movement. So they were all talking about changing the laws. When you have a right to change the laws, a Navi has a right to change. So he wrote a lot about this, about the Talmud, why is the Talmud binding, and why the words in the Nevi'im binding. There's a whole Sefer Torah HaNevi'im. So the Maritz Chais writes, he doesn't understand what Tosis is talking about. A Navi is a Navi. A Navi tells you, Elohai Rosh, if a Navi comes, a man, he proves he's a Navi. And then he tells me, we no longer have to give Shabbos, Kashas, Taras, HaMishpacha. That's a Navi HaShekah. But if a Navi tells me, you should be Mechal Shabbos today, so then the Gemara says, you do have to listen to the Navi. So why does Taisus raise that as a problem? So the Netziv quotes the Maritz Chayis, and his commentary on the Sifrei, and he says, but Taisus says it all over in Shas, and he quotes quite a few Taisus in Sanhedrin, in Navi Dezora more. Taisus in a few places says it. So he says, this is Shitas HaTaisus. A Navi also has a limitation. Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadish Dova Miata. The Navi can't even tell you to violate, also can't tell you to violate the Kumbi Aseh. A Navi can tell me, invest in this, eat milchiks, marry another wife, make your chasen in a different hall. Don't go through with the shidduch. Navi can tell me eitzes. Listen to this eitzes. But if the Navi tells me to violate a din in the Torah, so it's also a problem. So on this, the Gemara, so the Taisus and Avodah Zarah says, there's a problem. How do they listen to Yeshua ben Nun to break the legs of the animal? If a Navi Rasha l'chadish dova miyata, you're not allowed to listen to a Navi if he tells you to do an Avera. So the Gemara answers, Taisus is interpreting the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first text. So the Gemara answers, just like the Navi was allowed to, because it's a little bit letzorech. Lamashal, is there an isa tzar balechayim whenever it's letzorech? How do we shecht behemoths and eat the flesh? Is that tzar balechayim? That's what the tzar balechayim organizations want to prohibit shechita because of tzar balechayim, cruelty to animals. So how do we talk a shecht? How do you catch fish and eat the fish? How do you do anything? Everything is tzar balechayim. So the answer is whenever it's letzorech b'nei adam, there's no isa tzar balechayim. So basically over here, this was also Letzorach B'nei Adam. They wanted Onsevarf and Apachat on all Yumas Oilam. No one better mess up, no one should mess with us. You're going to start with B'nei Yisrael, with the Yiddish army, we're going to kill you, we're going to hang your kings up, we're going to break your horses' legs, we're going to wipe you out completely. So this was, in order to make a total Nitzach and HaMachomer, so this is called Letzorach B'nei Adam to break the legs. So Ad Kedei Kach, the Ramban on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah said that's the pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara says to break the legs of the animal in the days of Yeshua ben Nun was no Yisav at all of Tzar Balachayim because of Tzarach ben Yodam. Whatever is a Tzarach ben Yodam is Mutter. There's no Yisav at all. So who had the Nami after the Churban by Sheini, the Tanoim said, Ey Magdishin, Ey Marichin, you're not allowed to make any donations, korbanos or anything because you'll be in violation of Moel Behegdish. And if somebody was Magdish, if he was Magdish of Behemah, Teyokir, break the leg. So the Ramban says, the Gemara answers, just like Yeshua ben Nun, there was no violation of Tzar Balechayim at all. Why? Tzarach ben Yodam. Tzarach ben Yodam is no Tzar Balechayim. So who are the Nami after the Churban by Sheni? So Tzarach ben Yodam. We want to protect people from violating the Ilah Behegdish. Tzarach ben Yodam. That's how the Ramban writes. So Taisus does not learn like that. The Ramban didn't want to say like that. The Ramban over here also doesn't learn like that. The Ramban in Yavamis doesn't. Ramban never learns like this Taisus. This Taisus is Pilate learned. So Taisus does not learn like the Ramban. Taisus says, when Yeshua ben Nun told him to break the legs of the horses, it wasn't really such a great tzarach ben Yodam. Look, people want to have fleishiks. They have no berry. You have to shech the chicken. So the tzar balechayim. So the tzar balechayim is mutter b'mokam tzarach ben Yodam. But to break the legs of the horses, they won the war anyway. They killed the enemy. What do they really have to break the legs of the horses? It isn't really a legitimate tzarach. But it looks a little bit like a tzarach. It looks so much like a tzarach that the Ramban says that it really is a tzarach. Ramban holds that those haste that tzarach, the other is hatagoma. So Taisa says, no, it's a dova hadoimim. So although you're not allowed to listen to a Navi if he tells you to violate, even Lohira Shah, if the Navi tells you to violate one of the dinim in the Torah, but if it's a dova hadoimah, then you are permitted to listen to the Navi. So who are the Nami? The Chachamim are not authorized to be Eike Dova and Atar Bikum V'yasei, but if it's a dova hadoimah, then it's okay. So just like in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that was a dova hadoimah. So the same over here, the Bez Nift of the Churban Bai Sheni, the Chachamim said, if someone's Magdash a Behemah, you should break the leg of the Behemah in order that no one should violate Nila Behegdish. That's a shtikal a little bit of Tzarech Ben Yodam. It's not really enough Tzarech Ben Yodam that is really Heter Gomon. It's only with the Rabbanon that we say like that. I b'chiyesh koach lako b'kum v'yaseh, can the Chachamim permit us to violate Tzar Balechayim? The answer is, if they package it, if it's a Dover Adayim, if they can present it in a way that it sounds like it's a real Din D'oraisa, then he may. This is the way Taisus learns in a few Masechtos, many, many Gemaras like that. It's a Dova Hadayim. So that's how Taisus learns over here also. If he can package it, if he can make it presented in such a way that it sounds as if it's a Din D'oraisa, then Yesh Koach Laka, Afilu B'Kum V'Yaseh. It's a very strange Shita. This is the Chapella. So that's what the Reform, that's what the conservative and Reform rabbis do. This is conservative Judaism. The rabbi says that the Balabatim are allowed to drive to Shul on Shabbos. Are you talking, how can you drive to shul on Shabbos? The answer is, pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. And if you're not going to tell him to drive to shul, he's going to stay there, he'll lose his whole Jewish identity. So it's a pikuach nefesh. It's not there. It's a pikuach nefesh. And everything that they say can be packaged like that, like a dor adam. So you can say, if they would really take it, the Erlich mentioned, seriously thinking, this halacha of yesh koach laka bekum liyaseh b'dor adam, it doesn't have to be only Bezna Gorl. In a Bezna in our generation also. So if you would talk about serious people, serious thinkers, you can get every heter that the Reform and the Conservative had, you can package everything at Davra Adayma. Everything that they said in the beginning of the Reform movement, that everything was at Davra Adayma. They packaged everything, they wrote shuvahs, they explained everything away. They explained everything in such a pleasant way that they made it sound like a Davra Adayma. So the Chaptela over here. So that's what prompted the Chazanish to deny that Tosfos ever said it. So the Chazon Ish takes this Tosfos, what Tosfos says at the Tiferes, the first white line. Mika midi mederais alah aviged hakan yesh karach laka v'kumbia. Say, and for Tosfos, kevishik saz deima l'dram shebalev l'chashiv. If it's a davar adayim, it's okay. That's what Tosfos says here. That's what Tosfos says in Yevamos by the Eid Echod Nemon, by the Aguna. That's what Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah, by the breaking the legs, the Tosfos in Sanhedrin also, in a few places. So the Chazon Ish reinterprets every Tosfos. And he says Tosfos are gemeint like the Ramban, that the Ramban says that it's really litzorach over there, and here it's really dvarm shebalev. So that's the second day. But that's not the first day. And over there it's really milsa davidah legloy la mishakriinshi. That's not the pirush hamilus in Tosfos. The pashtus is in Tosfos that it's not so. That's Tosfos shita. What's the hesber in Tosfos? Such azash there in Tosfos. What's the Hezber in Tosfos? So Mestama, the Hezber is the following. Mestama, what they're driving at is the following. Just to go back again. Where is the Torah give the authority to the Chachamim to introduce anything? So one pasuk says, of Shmartem es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris l'Mishmarti. So the Chachamim are authorized to make Shnias la'arayas. I'm not allowed to marry my grandmother. It's only Anisa d'Rabbanan. If you'll allow people to marry their grandmothers, so people will start marrying their mothers, their sisters, their daughters, and everything. Or they may be not allowed to carry in a karmelis, you're not allowed to write with your left hand, you're not allowed to do malachas and svich legufo. All exeirus the rabbanim because they're concerned. But that's not akira dovman atara. They made a shmartem es mishmarti, asay siyog la Torah. But they were even authorized by the Torah, yomin is small, afila yomin shu small. They're even authorized, that's what Rabbi Chanan says the sources. They're even authorized to tell us to violate Dini HaTorah. So to violate how far? So if it's B'Shevi Alta, so they tell you not to keep the mitzvah of Lulav sometimes, and not to keep the mitzvah of Shofar sometimes, not to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis once in a while, and not to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, in a few cases the Gemara has. So the Gemara can understand, okay, that's called Yamin Esmol, Afila Yamin Shu Esmol. But what if it's B'Kum V'Yaseh? What if it's Bikum B'Yasei? So Tosfos writes a Loshen in Sanhedrin, I think it's Peites on the base. Tosfos writes a Loshen that they can't do. Why not? If they can be Yoke Dovman Atar B'Shevi Altasa, why can't they be Yoke Bikum B'Yasei? So Tosfos says, now that's called the Chidush Dovah. The Pasuk says, Eila HaMitzvah Sashiv Tziv HaShem Es Moshe B'Har Sinai B'nei Yisrael Mikan Shein Novi Rasha L'Chadish Dovah Me'ata. So Tosfos B'Feirish understands Ein Novi Rasha L'Chadish Dovah the Drasha V'Shteit N'Pasuk Novi. It doesn't say Novi. So Tosfos understands that this pasuk, Eila HaMitzvahs, is a limitation both on the Kerech HaNovi and on the Kerech of the Chachamim. The Novi has an authority, he says, Eilof Tishmon. Novi Mikir B'chom Yachecha Kamon Yop Mocha Hashem Okecha Eilof Tishmon. You should listen to the Novi Ho'emes. But then there's a pasuk, that last pasuk in Chumash Ve'ikor, the last pasuk in Chumash Bamid, but whatever, both pasukim say there's a limit. He's going to tell you something about Vachidish, not. So that pasuk doesn't really say about Novi. It says that you have to keep all the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. So that pasuk is intending to give a restriction both on the Kerech HaNovi and on the Kerech of the Chachamim. The Kerech of the Chachamim is based on the pasuk Yom and Esmol. The Kerech of the Novi is based on Eilof Tishmon. And they both have a restriction if it's a Lachadish Dova or not. What says a Chidish Dova? Everything is a Chidish Dova. When the Novi tells me to divorce my wife, the Novi tells me to make pechas in Aviyah, to break off the shidduch, that's also, he tells me where to invest and where to sell and where to buy, that's also Chiddush. The answer is no, that's not Chiddush. Chiddush means, Tosfos writes in Yevamos in one place on Dav Zayin, Chiddush means Dav Asoseh Saklal, something that contradicts something. Tosfos comments on the, in the Chumash, in the Siddur. In the Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, before Baruch Shama. So we say, Bishloshes Midas HaTorin Adreshes Ben. So one of the Midas is, Dov Shohei Bechlau, Yatzman HaKlau, what's that Klau? No, Hamo. What is that? The Yud Aleph. Kol Dov Shohei Bechlau. What does it mean? So there's a Gemara in Yevamos, Dav Zayin, where the Gemara has an application of this klal. Very rare. A lot of these klalim appear very rarely in the Gemara. Klal aprat, klal is more common. But this one is very rare. So one of the few places where the Gemara has it is in Yevamos. So Taisus Mutchitzach over there, what says Dav HaChadosh? Taisus says no. Dava Chodesh means when it's a Dava HaSeiseh HaKlal, when it's an exception to the rule, it's contradicting the rule. So here also, the Novi tells me, break off the Shidduch, marry this girl, eat salami sandwich for breakfast, eat Melechitz for supper. That's not a Chiddush. That's not a Chiddush. Eilof Tishmon, you listen to the Novi. If the Novi tells me to violate Mitzvah Satara, that's a Chiddush. So the Gemara holds like this, if the Novi tells me to violate Mitzvah Satara, B'Shevi Al Taseh, that's not a chiddush. Shevi al tase, it's not so much in contradiction. It's not such a glaring steer to the dina hatar. But if the Navi tells me to violate the kumbi aseh, that's his dova chodesh. So you're not allowed to listen to a Navi if he tells you to violate a din the kumbi aseh. And you're not allowed to listen to the bezni that they tell you to violate the kumbi aseh. That's what Taisus holds. The Maritz Chais said he can't believe it. There must be something wrong with the Taisus. But then it points out that that's how Taisus learned all the Gemaras, the Feirish. This pasuk of Eila Hamitzus Mikan Shein Novi Rashel Lachadish Dover Miato is giving a restriction both on Novi and on Koyach of the Chachamim that neither of them has the authority to tell you to violate a Din HaTorah in an Oifen of Chiddush means when it's glaringly Seiser as HaKlal. So that's the Kumbi Yaseh Sheva Al Taseh is not so glaring. Kumbi Yaseh is glaring. But then Taseh says, what if it's a Dover HaDoimah? It looks a little like it's a Din Derais. So why that's not such a glaring contradiction? You can package in such a way that it sounds like it's a din d'oraisa, even though it's clearly not, then the Navi has authority to tell you to be yoker b'kum b'yaseh, and the Bezna also has the authority to tell you to be yoker b'kum b'yaseh. If you put together all the tesis in it, that where they discuss this topic, that's what it sounds like. The only thing is going to come out, that's what the Chazon Ish is going to come out. That's Reformed Judaism. That's conservative. So that's why the Chazon Ish reinterpreted Taisus. He said that Taisus never meant it. And he says every single time that Taisus says it, they mean the same as the Ramban. That's a big doichik. It doesn't fit into the words. The Pashtus is clearly not so. Rav Salvation. Time say Mishuma. We allow the woman to remarry to violate Lysina based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. How can it be if Eid Echad is not Baglai? So the woman is in violation of Lysina. Time say Mishuma. We allow the woman to remarry to violate Lysina based on the testimony of an Eid Echad. How can it be if Eid Echad is not Baglai? So the woman is in violation of Lysina. So he said a Taichin the Gemara. He said what it means is like this. Mishumi Guno, the Chacham saw there was a big Shas Hatchak. There were a lot of Agunas. So they said, we better do something. So what are you going to do? It can't violate the Dinatar. So they said, we'll have a convention. So they had a convention and made a committee. And they said, you sit down, you people sit down, the big, the Var Aloche of the Beznagol, and they said, you sit down and figure out an answer, figure out a cooler for the woman. So they were searching and searching, whatever on the internet, whatever on the computer, till they said, hey, we have a din, sometimes, there is such a concept, maybe it applies over here. So they applied it, Minatayra, to this case. So Mishum Aguna Kile Be Rabbana doesn't mean that it's a Kula Be Rabbana. Mishum Iguna is a historical statement. What prompted the Chachamim to convene a committee to work on the issue, there was such a Shas HaTchak, they said, we got to do something. So Mishum Aguna Kile Be Rabbana, they encouraged the Rabbana to figure out an Eitzah, to figure out a Kula. And then they kvetched a little bit, and then they realized there's a Din Deraisa that solved the problem. Either the Din Deraisa of
by Milsa David Ilgluy Lam Shakrinch, they held it is a Milsa David Ilgluy. Ali Bademis it is. Or Isha Daika Minsua, that there's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon, that the woman would never want to remarry unless she convinced that the husband is dead. So he also thought, like, that's how the Ramban holds, not like Tosis, that there is no such thing as Yeshkach Viachacham Laka Vikum Viaseh. So Nishgemolta Zazach, what do you mean the Chachamim are never authorized to be Yoyka Dovin Ator Vikum Viaseh? The explanations that the Gemara gave are the legitimate explanations, that it's a Nilsa David in the Gluye, or it's Isha Daika Minsua. And the expression, the melitza that they have, Mishumigun Akila Berabanan, that's just a historical comment. What prompted them to kvetch and to borrow a concept from another area and to apply it here, that concept of Milsa David Ilgul is always relevant when you get to buying eggs for the Nochrim, or relevant when you get to the Edim who kept testifying the Kiddush HaChodesh. How come in the days of Rabbi Akiva they determined that Mikana La'abo, we're going to apply that concept over here? Because they saw it's a big shashat chak, and they sat shivinikim, and they had to come up with a heter. So they thought that this is the heter. But you can't just say, that's what he said, you can't just say, well, it's a shashat chak, so therefore it's mutter. No. What do you mean it's mutter? Let's say 2 and 2 is 4. If it's a big shashat chak, let's say 2 and 2 is 5. 2 and 2 is never 5. 2 and 2 is 4. There's not enough food to feed everybody. So someone's going to die from starvation. Say, no, a shashat chak, so everybody will eat a little bit and they'll all live. It's not going to work. A shashat chak, you can't change the mitzvah. So just like you can't change 2 and 2 is never 5, and if you don't have enough food, someone's going to die from starvation. So you can't change the dinei atar either. The Gemara says b'shas hatchak we make. What do you mean b'shas hatchak? No, b'shas hatchak we make a committee to figure out a heter, and then they have to figure out after mimadama milsa la milsa to shteltsu from some other area. I've been in Yeridaya. Those who learned Yeridaya, it says every 5. Dafim and Yeridaya, that if it's a big shasat chak, they have to merubi yemeko. So what is that all about? So something is usher, and if it's a big shasat chak, yemeko. Sometimes it's even a deraisa. Sometimes even the deraisa. So no, so the Rav said he heard from his father. You don't need his father. The Ramo himself writes like this in the Toras Chatos. Toras Chatos Sefer written by the Ramo. Whenever it says, whenever the Ramo writes, whenever I write in Yeridaya that something is mutter, and if it's a Hefzid Meruba, or it's Erev Shabbos, and you have Orchim, and you're not going to have what to give the Orchim, if it's a big Shas HaTchak Yemekel, what it means is the following. Mikir Adin is really Mutter. It means that there's a Machloikis HaRishonim. Mikir Adin, we really Paskin, Mutter. But Mishim Kvodesh Al Rabbe Natam, Mishim Kvodesh Al Ramam, we don't want to be Mavazah the Ramam. So we say, throw out the chicken. Be Mechabed the Ramam, throw out the chicken. But there's a limit how far you have to be Mechabed the Rambam. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, a Hefzid Meruba, you have Orchim, and it's Erev Shabbos, Ve'ilam HaYoichal, so then you're not mechuyev to be mechabed the Rambam. So then you revert back to what the Ikar HaDin really was. But it's not that we just violate the laws, but mokum hefzid merubah. You don't say b'shas hatchak you can violate the din haTorah. There is no such thing. That was 10 minutes of a long drasha that the Rav was giving, explaining why the Orthodox position is.
That's what you said about the sukkah. Of the Tanis.
And he gave the mashal from the sukkah at that time. So he said that a certain professor at the seminary, Jewish Theological Seminary, I just published a book, this was almost 40 years ago, when he held maybe over 40, I don't know. He held a drasha that some professor in the seminary published a book explaining why by sukkah there are so many kulas. That first of all, you say lovewood. You don't have to have everything solid as long as you have within 3 tefach. And then you don't have to have so many walls around the sukkah. Shtayim kelchasov, the shlishis afilu tefach. And the defanas don't have to really reach the floor within 3 tefachim to the floor. And the defanas don't have to reach the schach, even if it's a lot missing. You can say good asik mechitzah. So how come they made so many kulas by the sukkah? Why don't you make a sukkah, a normal sukkah like we used to? So some professor in the seminary printed in his book, he understands that there was a scarcity of wood in the days of the Tanoi, and if you got to insist on making a sukkah like we make a sukkah, so they won't have any sukkah. So the Chachamim had to be mekel. So he said, it's okay, there's lovewood, and there's daif and akuma, and there's shayim kochas, and there's shlisha. We can make everything look cool. The Gemara sounds like it's not. There wasn't a scarcity of wood. Yeah, the Gemara seems to contradict it. But anyway, this is what this professor wrote. The Rav Soloveitchik said, to tell you the truth, he doesn't think that per se is apikursis.
to say that what prompted the Chachamim to look for kulas is because there was a scarcity. Well, maybe there was a scarcity of wood. Maybe that's what prompted them to look for kulas. But you have to find the kula. You're not going to say that 2 and 2 is all of a sudden 5. A shas hatchak said 2 and 2 is 5. You're going to say the sukkah is not kosher, but it's a shas hatchak, so we'll say the sukkah is kosher. If it's not kosher, it's not kosher. The halacha works with formula. Like in mathematics, it works with formula. Like in chemistry, like in physics. There are dvarim, there are facts. The Rabban Shalom created the world. These are the chukei ateva. The Rabban Shalom gave a system of halacha. This is the system. This is the way the discipline works. So if the sukkah is no good, it's no good. The Tanoim can't change it because it's a shas hatchak. But Ken Zayin, what could possibly be is, maybe there was a scarcity of wood, and the Chachamim said, hey, we can't demand of everybody to make a sukkah like we've always been making for the last 100 years, so let's appoint a committee to look for some kula. So they said, well look, we always had a din of lovers in Hilchas Shabbos, we always knew there's a din of lovers, so they decided to be medamim, milsa l'milsa. Maybe the din of lovers in Shabbos applies over here also. So then, you have a right to be medamim, milsa l'milsa, to learn a din echad mechaveru. Or maybe they borrowed halachas from other areas of halacha. They borrowed a din and applied it here too. But you have to develop some formula to explain why the sukkah is kosher. You can't just say, shas hatchak, so therefore we go l'kula. We go l'kula what? If the sukkah is no good, so it's no good. So don't sit in sukkah. What are you making a puzzle of sukkah? Again, make him believe that it's kosher sukkah?
Is this doimen la'is lasas la'shem?
No. Eis lasas is a different thing that we can violate the din ha'terah sometimes. And there also, Rashi writes on the Mishnah in Perek Haroya. The last Perek in Maseches Brachos is Perek Haroya. So the Mishnah mentions such a principle. A pasuk, Eis lasas la'shem, Eferet Teresecha. That if you have a big shas hatchak, so you're allowed to violate the din ha'terah sometimes. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, Eis lasas la'shem, if it's a big shas hatchak, you're allowed to do a dova hanira isa. Rashi doesn't say you're allowed to do a dova ha'aser. Rashi writes a dova ha'nira isa. So you have to look through all the Gemaras where the Gemara applies. That Mishnah in Brachas has the case like this. The Chachamim permitted Shehishar Lodim Mishlam Chaver B'Shem. That I greet you and I can say Bruchim Atem LaShem and I can say the Shem Shamayim. So it's really an Isa Moti Shem Shamayim Lebatole. It's an Avera mentioning Shem Shamayim Lebatole. Osis Hashem Hashem Kecha LaShov and Isa. But the Chachamim were matter it because the Shem Shamayim wasn't Shagar al Fiyim. So the Chachamim wanted to be Mechazek Amunah, so they encouraged people to be Shol B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem. So Rashi learns, no, it's not an Iser. It's a Dover Hanira Iser. That's not Levatola. If you want to be Shol B'Shalom Chaver B'Shem Hashem, why is it Levatola? He's mentioning Shem Hashem, and he mentioned from Boaz, the Mishnah quotes from Boaz. So Rashi learns on the Mishnah, it's not an Aveir at all. It's not that we permit you to violate an Aveir if there's a Shas Hatcha. We permit you to do adova hanira osa, something that's startling that people thought for many generations that it's an avera that you shouldn't say shem shamayim for nothing. So the Chacham said it's not for nothing. That's letzorech. That's not moitzi shem shamayim levatov. And Rashi apparently understood that every time the Gemara has also about the writing down of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Tmur, that's also based on the pasuk. It's rasas Hashem. Okay. That they saw the Torah was going to be forgotten because of the Redifus and the Xeris Hashma. They saw the Torah Shabbat Peh is going to be forgotten, so they were matter to write down the Torah Shabbat Peh. Because they slash Hashem, Heferet Teresecha. So the Pashup Shat is Heferet Teresecha, they permit you to violate the Din HaTorah. There's a Din that Dvarim Shabbat Peh, you're not permitted to put down B'Ksav. And here they were Mekel, they allowed you to violate it. But that Rashi and Broch has apparently understood the Gemara differently. They're not violating any Avera Deraisa. Eislas Lashem Efera Teresech, we permit you to do a Dover Hanira Iser. So some Rishonim write explicitly, there is no Avera to write down the Torah Shebal Peh and to learn from Gemaris and to learn. That's not an Avera. The mitzvah Bishleimusa of transmitting the Torah from generation to generation is the Torah Shebichsav should be transmitted Mitoch Haksav. The Balkari shouldn't say Bal Peh. Balkari has to lay in the Chumash with the Haftiris, with the Megillah Sester, with everything. Torah Shebichsav has to be read Mitach Haksav, and Torah Shebal Peh should be transmitted Bal Peh. That's the mitzvah Bishleimus of Mesiras HaTorah. Just like it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Biksav, Bal Peh, so the Mesirah L'Doris. But if you see the Torah Shebal Peh is going to be forgotten, so transmit the Torah Shebal Peh, Shalom Bishleimus, it never was an Aveira. That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma says. There never was an Aveira, it's just that like this, you fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. This is less Bishlei Musa. So you have to make a cheshbon. If you're going to be so medactic to fulfill Bishlei Musa, the whole Torah will be forgotten.
So chaparayin, teach it mitoch haksav, so nothing will be forgotten. So one be bishleimus, you'll have more bishleimus, and more people will be learning, rather than have fewer people learning and have everything forgotten. Rashi reinterprets all the Gemaras. Eis lasis also doesn't mean like that, that you're allowed to violate an aver. You're allowed to do a dobah hanira isu, that you shouldn't say it's an isa marisayin. We'll educate the people and it won't be a marisayin.
Aver lishmo.
Aver lishmo, that's a real aver. That's a real, that's another din. Chatei v'shul shetiske, that's a separate din. Yeah.
At the end of the Gemara Sota, it mentions that the Rabbu they abandoned
Egla Rufa, and they abolished the Maim Orin.
What grounds did the
Rabbanim have
to wipe out that
mitzvah,
Egla Rufa?
The Gemara explains why. Egla Rufa only applies when it's lo no. We have no idea who the murderer was. So the Mishnah says there was a certain period of time. They knew who the Jewish gangsters were. They knew who the Jewish, there was a Jewish mafia. And they knew all the murders were done by these people. So you can't say, lo no da mihiko. Unfortunately, it was no da mihiko. So then the Torah says, in such a case, there's no din of Eglar. We can't pinpoint exactly who the murderer is, but we know the Hevra is one of these guys. So once it's no da mihiko, so there's no din of Eglar. And the Gemara says the same by
Soto.
The Gemara says, by Soto, you only have a right to administer the Maim Hamorim, the Niko Ha'ishmi Yovain. If the husband is an upright person, what if the husband runs around with other women? So what kind of a tzatka is he? He's bringing his wife, he's pressing charges against his wife, that she's not faithful. He's not faithful either. Or he knows that his children are not tznizdik. His children violate the inyonim of prohibited marriages. And he doesn't even try to do anything about it. So all of a sudden, he's chepening his wife. What does he want from his wife? So the Torah gives a condition. The husband only has a right to press charges against his wife and go through with the whole parsha of Soita. If the husband himself is an upright person, that he doesn't run around with other women, and he sees to it that it's to the best of his ability, that his children behave properly in inyone ishus and inyone tznis. So it came a period of time that the men were not tzniyazdik, the men were in violation, and their children were in violation. They never took care of anything. No one was, like in our generation, no one takes care of anything. So what shach to say, v'niko ish me'ovayn? That's a condition. The Gemara says that's a condition, and that's necessary in order that you should have the right that the Mayim Amarim should work, that the miracle should work. So if it comes to a period of time where you don't have v'niko ish me'ovayn, so you don't have the whole parasha of Seifa. That's if the Bezdin Parhelam Davishal Tzibi means if the Bezdin Paskin in error. The Bezdin Paskin, you're allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos. Bezdin Agoron says Mutter is Mutter, so everybody turns on the lights. Then 2 years later they Paskin, we made a mistake, and they advertise in the newspapers no one should continue to turn on the lights. Our Pesach was an error. And you're not allowed to do it, it's an Issa Deraisa. So then if they themselves admit that they made a mistake, then there's a dinner. Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur. And the Rav HaTzibur, violated the Aver based on the mistaken Pesach of the Bez Nagadol, then they have to bring a Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur. The Bezin does bring. The Bezin has to, the Gemara says Bezin pays for it. The Bezin brings, the Yechidim don't bring. The Bezin Agadol brings the Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur. And everybody gets a kapore through that korban that the Bezin Agadol brings. But here it's a different thing. The Bezin Agadol says, Al Yimin Shul Smol, we say, even though it says in the Chumash one way, with the power that we have, that you have to listen to us, we tell you, violate the din in the Chumash. Don't listen to the din. See, if it's B'Shevi Al Taseh, you listen to them. Yeshkach Laka B'Shevi Al Taseh. That's an example of Yimin Smol. And some Taisus claims, and sometimes even the Kumbi Aseh, if it's a Dover Adoimeh, so then it's not called a Chiddush Dover. Then it's not outright a glaring contradiction to the Dini HaTorah. A very startling Shita Satosis, but it's not an isolated Tosis. This is Tosis Shita the Kama Mekamis. In my new Sefer Taka, I have a whole essay about this. I have an essay about Yom HaTzmaut. I have three essays about Yom HaTzmaut in this essay. So one of the essays that's about an explanation as to what Megillas Tainus is all about. In the period of the Bai Sheni, used to have every month in Donishtik, there used to be a celebration, a Yom Tov. So I explain in the middle of that essay, why wasn't this a violation of Baal Tosif? why did the Bezin have the right to establish additional Yom Tov? So the Gemara raises the problem. Why isn't it a violation about everything? The Gemara gives an explanation. So when I give a long explanation on that, I explain, do you have a right to add on Yom Tov? When do you have a right? When do you not have the right? So I explain this Taisvus, since all these Taisvus that I mentioned tonight, the whole Shia that I said tonight, I think, is in my Sefer, or at least most of it, a good part of it, is in my Sefer, and the explanation about Megillas Tainus.
Ready?
Yeah.
Look at Samishkan, Midbar, they will not take Shlomo by Shabbat. Look at the pious Risha by Shlomo, they ate on Yom Kippur, all the pious stuff. Four times in Tanakh, rock hard. So what that says is, it's a long attack over there. It's a rock show. They learn now from the Mishkan, the Midbar, that they could be either, to take care of by Shabbat, which is, if it's a basement, they could certainly either
encourage
on Yom Kippur. That was a rock show, no?
Pashta says, I explained in this mimer, that same mimer, Pashta says that it can't be Yohai Rosh Shoh. If in the days of the Midbar would only be Yohai Rosh Shoh, then how can you learn Duris Bishoh? How could Shlomo HaMelech Dan, the Gemara says Shlomo HaMelech was Dan a Kal B'Chaimer on his own, that they're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. And then after everybody ate on that Yom Kippur, it says they celebrated Shivas Yom and Meshivas Yom. They celebrated Chanukas HaMikdosh Bais Rishon 7 days, and then right away they slipped in and they celebrated Sukkot, the 7 days. So the Gemara frek, but the 7 days immediately preceding Sukkot include also Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, you see, beferish that they ate on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Shlomo HaMelech gave the psak that is mutter. Then, after Yom Kippur, they had second thoughts about it. They were concerned, maybe the psak was wrong. Maybe they're going to go to Gehenna for eating on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, a basko came out from heaven and said, Kulchem Zmanim L'chai Ho'elam Abo, it's okay. So the Rashash writes in one place in Yume, really Shlomo HaMelech was wrong. It's connected that din. And the Baskel is just to appease him. It was a fake. It really was wrong. That's what Rashash says, because it's a Gemara that says in Yume that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, afilu b'makom mitzvah. So he says, so what's with Shlomo HaMelech? So he says, really Shlomo HaMelech was wrong. And the Baskel was not really telling the truth. But the Pashtus, the other Achrayim learned, the Pashtus says the Baskel wasn't lying. The Baskel Menach Hashemayim was telling the truth. So if Shlomo HaMelech Kavachemer was a good Kavachemer, then obviously the din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was not a Hirah Shoah. Because if it's a Hirah Shoah, Ein Lemeidim Doris Mishoah. The din that Yedana Kavachemer, Amam Atzinu, is based on the assumption that all the dinim of the Torah fit into a system, fit into a pattern. So you can be done, Midinecha Vachaveiro, to make a Tzushtel, to be Medan and Milsa and Milsa. Medva Mamurim, when they say everything fits into a pattern, if it's a din Ladoris, but if it's a din that's only Hirasha, obviously doesn't fit into the pattern. It's only Hirasha. It's a Yetzidai Fendiga thing. So you cannot be Madama Milsa La Milsa. So from the fact that Shlomo HaMelech was Dan the Kavachemer from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, so you're certainly allowed to be Mechal Yom Kippur by eating, you see that it's a real din Ladoris, not a Hirasha. And I elaborate on that. Where's the Pasuk and where's the din Ladoris? Ramban counts it as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, that you have an obligation to celebrate whenever you build a Beis HaMikdash. Didn't happen so many times in the history of the world, but every time you build a Beis HaMikdash, you have to celebrate. That's what Acharedim say. Every time you build a shul or a Beis Medrash, as a din of a Mikdash Miyat, so the Zachi of Deraisa, some Rishonim hold this a Mikdash Miyat Min HaTorah, so the Zachi of Deraisa to celebrate the Chanukah as Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesset, as a kiyum of that Ramban. The Ramban says that's one of the Taryag Mitzvot HaTorah. To celebrate what the Yoifin of celebration is, that's already Hirah Shoah. Which Karbon is to bring in. How many days to celebrate, that's a different question. But that there should be some celebration on the occasion of the building of a Beis HaMikdosh, a real Beis HaMikdosh, a Mikdosh Miyad, so the Ramban holds that's a real Din L'Derev. That's a real Mitzvah Seser L'Derev.
How can the Rishai say that your Baskel was not a Baskel? How can the Rishai say that?
No, he says it was a Baskel, but it was only Mishum Kvayda Shel Shlomo HaMelech. Like the Baskel came out, when Reb Lezer disagreed with the Chachamim, the Gemara says in Perek HaZor, Reb Lezer disagreed with the Chachamim. So finally, a Basko came out and he said, "What are you chepping, Reb Lezer? Halacha kemaisa b'chol mokum." So the Shita Mekubetz says the Basko was really telling a lie. Only mishum kvod shel Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said, "Min Hashemayim yachichu that I'm right." So they Min Hashemayim they said, "Yeah, Reb Lezer is always right. The man is right. He's always right. You have to listen to Reb Lezer." And they said, "We're not going to listen to the Basko. Lo Hashemayim." Right against Reb Lezer. So you see, Eimashgichim Baskel. So the Rashash says the same over here also. The Baskel wasn't telling the truth. Mishum Shal Shlomo HaMelech, the Baskel came out to cover up. He really made a mistake in Pesach. He wasn't allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But the Baskel came out there, they're not going to burn in Gehenna. They followed the Moir HaRoh. Moir HaRoh is not going to burn in Gehenna either. He made a mistake. That's how the Rashi said. But the other Achrayim and Shagas, Aryan Yom, and the others assumed that it wasn't a mistake. That the Baskel was telling the truth. That it was really a good good Kavachar.
What is
the wrong? That was a Hairua Shah. That's a Shaila. Did he have a Nevuah? That's 2 days in Tyson. Did Eliyahu HaNavi have a Nevuah? That Rashi and Chumash says that it was been Nevuah. And Tyson said this Taichas the Gemara, the Taichas in Sanhedrin Pei Tess on the base has the Machlekes with Rashi. They don't agree with Rashi. They say that he didn't have a Nevuah and he told them to bring Shchut Echutz the Taichas Hairua Shah as a Talmud Chacham. Not as a Navi, as a Talmud Chacham. But, so what, Chiesh Koach Laka Bikum V'Yatzeh? No one, you can't do Bikum V'Yatzeh. Neither, Taisa says, neither a Navi, nor a Bezin, can be Yoyka Dovin Atar Bikum V'Yatzeh. Unless it's Dova HaDoima, or unless it's L'Hairu HaShoah L'Migda Milse. So Taisa says, learns the Gemara, that Eliyo HaNavi, Nu B'Nevuah, that if he'll do this, it'll come out of Migda Milse, he will accomplish a lot. I'll get all the people to scream out Hashem Hu Halakim, Hashem Hu Halakim, and it turned out like that. So he did b'nevuah. What he knew b'nevuah that this trick would work. That if he makes a big show, he'll get the people to reject the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, the din is that yesh koach lakar if it's l'hiru hasho l'migda milsa. And that's what the Maritz Chai says. Since when does a navi need l'migda milsa? A navi zokt, a navi hasty. You got to listen to the navi. So that's what the Netziv says. No, that's Tosis Shita all over in Shas like that. Neither a Navi nor a Talmud Chacham has authority b'kum v'yaseh unless it's Dovra Daima or unless it's L'Hairu HaShoah L'Migda Milsa.
What about the Maishu of Yeshua and Gamliel when it comes to the Antipodes? They violate
or slander
Yeshua
and
Antipodes.
Because
it's Allah. Yeah, Gemara says there's one. The din is that whenever Bezdin Paskins in error, the psak is not binding with one exception. Kiddush HaChodesh and Era is Chav. So that's what Rabbi Gamliel declared when Rosh Hashanah should be. And Rabbi Shua said it doesn't shtim with the astronomy. So all the Tanoim told Rabbi Shua it doesn't matter, even if it's wrong. A Bezin can't declare Rosh Hashanah on the 25th day of Elul. There are certain limits. They can't make 14 months in the year. They can't make 10 months in the year. They can either make 12 months or 13 months. They can either make any Chodesh as either 29 days or 30 days. It can't make 35 days, it can't make 25 days. But within those boundaries, even if they make a mistake, that's the one exception to the rule, that the psak of the Bez Nagadol is binding. If they make a mistake. But that's the only exception, only Kiddush HaChodesh. And even Iber HaShana is a big machlokes. Whether by Iber HaShana you say, Atem Afilu Mutin, if the Bez Nagadol made a mistake. Maybe it's only by Kiddush HaChodesh and not by Iber HaShana. That's a big discussion in Haslinuch and Tzlach and others. Whether the dinam atem afilu mutin even applies to Iber HaShana. Okay, this little line in Taisus is a major shitas ha-Taisus in Gan Shas. That's a shitas ha-Taisus in all of Shas like that. Let's see, we didn't learn too much Gemara. We didn't learn any Gemara. Let's see, Tana Rabban. Now the Gemara is going to comment on, we're going to have to go back to the Mishnah, we're going to have to figure out what was the Din D'Oraisa, and what was the first Din D'Rabbanan, and what was the later Din D'Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to discuss more later. But we'll go a little at a time. About 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara quotes the B'Oraisa. Tana Rabbanan. The husband chases after the Shliach, and as the Shliach, before the Shliach gives the get, the husband says, get zeh batalhu. Get zeh pasalhu. And then the Shliach goes ahead and he gives a get anyway. So is the get good or is the get no good? Yeah. If the husband says, do me a favor, I change my mind, don't give the get, he says, I back out. He says, I back out, I change my mind, she's a good wife, I don't want to divorce her, I want to... So if he explains what he wants, it's good. What if he just says, bikitsa, he says, get zed batalhu, get zed pasalhu. Is that osi dibam batal libra or not? So the Gemara quotes a brisa that it depends how he words it. If he says it, lehabo, I don't want you to give this get. This get should not be effective. So if he says it, l'habah is good. But if he says it, l'shavar, oh, the get that you have is no good anyway. What do you mean the get is no good? The get was written, l'shmo was signed, l'shmo was given over, everything is good. So if he says l'shavar, in past tense, this get is invalid. If he says this get should be invalid, don't deliver the get. Says lahabo is good. That's a proper way of expressing what he wants. Osi dibim bakadim is backing up from the meaning ashlichus. But if he says l'shavas, that's no good. So the Brice, it gives examples in Hebrew, bizmana tanoim. It depends on lashman yodam. What it says in the Brice is not necessarily got to be the same din today. Like you have in the middle of Nedarim, around 20-30 blot in the middle of Nedarim, that says a man takes a neder and he says this lashon, it says that lashon, what is included, what's not included. So everything depends bin Adam, halacha lashon. So the Miri always repeats the pizman, and every sugya there, b'osa makam b'osa zman. At that time of the Tanoim, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the way they spoke. Today, people in Eretz Yisrael speak differently, and people in America speak a different Hebrew. And in Europe before the Second World War, they spoke a different style of Hebrew in every generation. They speak in every community. There's a different usage for every word. So here also, Zman HaTanoim, so they're giving you what the words mean. So he says, the Tana Rabbanan says in the Braise, Batlhu, E'ef Shabo, I don't want to get, Var of Kayam, that's good, because that's a Lashon Lahabo. Batlhu is a Lashon Lahabo. I would have not said like that. Batlhu is a Lashon Lahabo. But if he says, Pasalhu, the get is puzzle. He makes the same. The get is puzzle. Sounds like from before. Sounds like it's lishavar. The get is already puzzle. Or he says, ain't no get. The get is nishkin get. So then the Brisa says, layam aklum, because that's lishavar. So that's ridiculous. That's not a correct way of expressing yourself. He has to say, lahabur, that this get should not be effective. He should not deliver the get. Fekdi gemara kasha, the memra de batel. Lishna delivotel mashma, that's a lashon lahabo. If he says get ze, botel hu is the same as saying I want it to be bottle. It's a lashon lahabo, and therefore it's good. Freg di gemara v'ha'amar, but we have an amayra. So you can ready answer the kasha. This is a brice and this is an amayra. So maybe the Tanoim who lived in Eretz Yisrael 200 years before spoke one way, the Amoraim who lived in the Bava spoke another way, a different dialect of Hebrew. This is not necessarily a kasha. As I, that's what the Gemara asks. Should it be a contradiction? Somebody said, or the Amri, another version has it. Somebody else said, the following, the Amorim said the following, somebody gives me a matana, and I take it, and I walk away. So if I back out, if I receive it, and I say right away, I back out, I don't want the matana. So if I back out, toich kidei dibur, immediately, soon after receiving the matana, I can back out from the matana. What if I back out 2 hours later? I say, I back out from the matana. What do you mean back out from the matana? You can't back out from the matana. You don't want the matana? So be mafkir the matana. Give it away to somebody else. Burn it. Throw it in the garbage. Do whatever you want. But you can't say 2 hours later, I back out from matana. I don't want the matana. You can't have chazara if it's no longer terke de dibur. So the Amoraim say a lashon. Mekabel matana shama lachas shabas matana liyada. What if he says matana zu muvuteles? Rashi, there's a big taisus here, big arichas in Rishayim. So we'll learn. Rashi has the pashupsha. If he says lahabo, it's just the opposite from by a get. When a husband wants to declare that the shliach shouldn't deliver the get, if he says it beloshen lahabo, then it's okay. If he says it beloshen l'shava, then it's meaningless. Here it's punkt verkehrt. If he's going to say, the matana that I received 2 hours ago, from now on it should no longer be a matana.
Because the chalas was finished.
It was chal already. Right, it was chal already. So you can't say from now on. Unless he says, I want to be mafkirit. Yeah. So other Rishonim have the gears of verkehrt, and that's what it means. It means, I want from now on it should not be a matana. I'm hereby declaring it as hefker. That's a different shot that Tyson says. But Rashi learns Pashut. If he says, Beloshin lahaba, makaba matana shamalach, shabas matana liyade, if it's already hefker, teke de dibu. Zok ta azoy. Matana zimu vutelis, or he says tivotil, or he says yefshibo. So then he's saying lahabo, so then the din is loyamaklum. But if he says bitelahi, he says the matana that I received 2 hours ago was not a good matana. I'm admitting now, ahedoz baldin kemeyredim domi, that I had in my mind that I didn't want to accept the gift at that time. I muttered under my breath. Nobody heard it, but I muttered under my breath that I don't want to receive the gift. So then, since he's making Hadwal's Baldin Kameya Aidan Dami, he's telling us that he had it in Zin 2 hours ago, and he said that he doesn't want a matana. So, or he says, Aina matana, or he says, Loshin Lashovar. So then, Dvar of Kayaman, then we believe him. Hadwal's Baldin Kameya Aidan Dami, we believe him. Alma, what do you see? The klal is that by makaba matana he has to say l'sha'avar, that it should be ohedas baldin kimeidim dam. By the get you have to say l'habo. So the shaila here, the theory here is that in the brayse it says batel hu by a get is l'habo, and here it says b'teila hi matana. Get is lashon zocher, so you say batel. Matana is a lashon kemi, so you say b'teila, but it's the same word. So batel is considered a lashon l'habo by the get, and he said b'teila hi is a lashon l'sha'avar. I'm a bottle may kora mashma. So you see, by the matona, bottle is l'sha ovar. And here by the get, you say it's l'habot. It's a chastira. Which is it? So you could have answered, it depends. Who's talking? Atana, Namara, Bubble, Eretz. So the Gemara gives, Amar Abai, Abai gives a different answer. Afilo naniach, that it's all the same people speaking. Sanishkin Kasha. The word bottle, shtei l'shainis mashma, can have two meanings. Mashma de batel, it could mean past, or mashma de libatel, it can mean lahabah, it can mean either way. So whenever he uses it, so we assume that he used it in the way that it's in the way that it's going to work. So lagabi get lishnan the bahana beko amar. When he says I want the get is batel, so what he probably means to say is lahabah. I want the get to be batel. So he wants to get to be bottled, so it's also deep about to leave. He's backing out from the Mina Shlichas. And the Gabi Matana, Lishna Mahana Bekama. That's what Abai says, Posh. Fine. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Because here you get, next week, I'm not going to get involved in the whole Tasis over here. But just we'll do the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph has a comment that the Rashbo picks on. It's a question, what's the Nafkamina? What's the case over here? Well, you don't want the matana, so leave it on the table and walk away. What's the problem? You want to force the other fellow to take matana? He doesn't want it either. Mm. So leave it on the table, he won't take it, and you won't take it. What's the problem over here? So Rashi has to explain what's the issue. So Zokhtar does a bal chayiv, and he owes money, so we'll have to discuss a little bit the Rashbo, Anasik, and the Rashi. Okay. Let me just make a short comment on the Parsha. About last night, I said a shir in Brooklyn. In the middle of the shiur, I discussed a certain topic that appears in the Parsha Sashur. When I came home yesterday from the yeshiva, so I didn't have a chance to look at my mails. When I came last night, when I came home late at night, so I opened up the mail. So lo and behold, someone sent me a letter from Canada on that kasha that I spoke about last night in the shiur. So I thought that was minah shamayim, interesting. The pasuk says in the end of Kisavoy. This is a very strange topic. The pasuk says in the end of Kisav, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael after teaching them Torah for 40 years. So he says, "V'lo inasan Hashem lachem leiv ladas ve'inaim liros ve'inaim l'shmoya ad ayam azeh." Finally, after hacking them, teaching them Torah for 40 years, finally they begin to understand something. So the Gemara says, "Alosh and zet mufundad," that sometimes a person is eino oimid al das rabbi ad lacha aboim shana. Sometimes the Rebbe has to hack and hack and hack for 40 years till the Talmud understands. So the Gemara says, therefore, a person should never paskin until 40. What do you mean until 40? Until 40 years till he starts learning. So the person, let's say, started learning for smicha at 20, so he shouldn't paskin until 60. So Taisa says, no, he shouldn't paskin until age 40. So it doesn't shtir. The pasuk says, the pasuk shat and the pasuk means till 40 years after they started learning by the Rebbe. And then Taisus says, but that's not what it means in the Gemara. Lach l'maisa means age 40. So how does this stim? So Taisus points out the problem, and they don't give any answer. So there's a Taisus Yontif on Pirkei Avos who gives a peladic answer that we don't know what he's talking about. On the Mishnah in Perikei, towards the end of Perikei and Pirkei Avos, it says Ben Chamish l'Mikra, Ben Eser l'Mishnah, Ben Chamesh Esri l'Gemara. It gives you all the ages in life, and then it says Ben Aboim l'Bina. When you reach the age of 40, then you develop a little more understanding, intelligence, not such rough way of learning. You have a better understanding of everything. So the Tiferes Yisrael says, so the Taisus Yontif writes, Ben Aboim Ledino, that's the reason why you're not allowed to pass until the age of 40. It really goes on the age of 40. It doesn't mean 40 years after you started learning for Smicha. Aye, but Bnei Yisrael, well, more than 40 years old. So he says, no. Because when they were Mekabla Tarat HaSinai, they became Gerim. The Gershon is Gayer, Kekot Neshanoel Adam is after. So therefore you begin counting the 40 years all over again. So this Adam Gadol, who sent me a letter from someone else, a Haskama and a Sefer, So this Adam Gadol Shrek Takasha, first of all, is Pile Ploim, the Taisis Yantif was Yadua, he was a Talmud of the Maharal Miprag. Maharal Miprag has a famous comment on Chumash, on Parshas Vayigash, that he says that Gershon has got cotton Shanal Adami applies to all other Gerim except for Maimir HaSinai. Like Klal Yisrael, Maimir HaSinai, you don't say Gershon has got cotton Shanal. He gives a Hezbo whatever it is. I remember once Rabbi Breuer Zohar Levracha was telling me, he said, he was an old man, Rabbi Breuer, he was already deep in his 90s when he was talking to me. So he tells me, you know, a new sefer just came out recently on Chumash, it's called the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma was printed before the Second World War, printed before I was born. But Rabbi Breuer was an old man already before, when the Meshech Chochma was printed. So he says, a new sefer just came out, did I ever see this? So I said, sure, the Meshech Chochma from the Or Samech, the author of the Or Samech on the Rama, Rameh Simcha from Dvinz, wrote a sefer. So he says, the Meshech Chochma writes something, Shorei Leimori, the Rabbi Shlom should forgive him for writing such a nasty thing, it's improper. Says the Meshech Chochma writes a Loshen that he quotes the Chasam Sofer, raises a question in the Chidushim on Avodah Zarah, how did the Tanoim know such a din of Gershon is Gai Kakot and Shinov Dalam? What's the Mokka? The Gemara never says any Mokka. So Chasam Sofer matat zich and he does know. So the Rav gave a whole explanation. I printed in my other sefer, the Eretz Tzvi, the Rav gave a Mokka in his mind. But the Chasam Sofer has difficulty. So the Meshech Chochma says he has an answer. That it says if the Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu tells all of Bnei Yisrael, "V'ata shuvah lechem li'olechem," everybody can go back to their wives. They had to be parish min Oisha for a couple of days before Maimon HaSinai, Atikshu Alisha, and after Matan Torah, everybody should go back. So the Meshech Chochma yes, but there were some people who were married to relatives who are permitted by Nachrim. You're allowed to marry such a relative, and by Yossi, you're not allowed to marry. So after Matan Torah, there was a guy, she was Jewish, neither of them was religious. Now they became observant, now they're strictly Orthodox. And the husband wants, Thomas Nafshi Mos Yisharv, he wants to die a Jew, he wants to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. So he was just Mizgayer this week, and the Rabbi Shtel the Chuppet, he said the brachas, he was a guy gomer, he said the brachas, and they got married. So you got to say, he can't be Mekadosh and Isha. He has to wait another 13 years. The guy's 80 years old. He has to wait another 13 years to be Mekadosh and Isha. Of course not. A geisha and his guy. Because this is bar mitzvah right away. How can you say such a thing? This is a chapella. This Taisus Yontav is a pella. And the Magen Avraham is a pella. What they say. Geisha and his guy. Kanshan Adam. So the time begins from zero. He starts all his mana begin from zero. There is the kasha is a kasha. How come the Pasuk seems to say 40 years from the time he learned by the Rebbe? And the Gemara says age 40. So good to kasha, but the teretz that the Taisus Yontav gave, very shvere teretz.
On that question, she writes about Kabbalah.